Seder snippets is sponsored by Rene and Jack Nussbaum, Lila Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tfi. We're up to the letter Samech, making our way through Ashrei up to the letter Samech. And undoubtedly, you've noticed that we skipped a letter. Whether you are loyalists here in person or loyalists listening online, if you're up to date, you know we went from the letter Mem to the letter Samech. And if you know the Aleph Beis, you know there is a letter in between. The letter Nun. Shkoyach. Got me nervous there. Gemara Brachas and Daf Dalet tells us we're not the first to notice it. The Gemara says, of course, this is by design. The letter Nun is not included. And the Gemara explains David HaMelech did so on purpose because the letter Nun stands for the word Nefila. Nefila means to fall, to fail. The Jewish people, when things don't go right, when we disappoint the Ribono Shel Olam, when we make poor choices. And therefore, David HaMelech didn't want to reference, he didn't want to associate with Nefila, with the idea of falling or failing. Ashrei is supposed to be uplifting. Ashrei is supposed to be inspiring. So he designed Ashrei and he left out the letter Nun intentionally. However, of course, the letter Nun is included. And the Marsha points out, how is the letter Nun included on that Gemara? Because this next Pasuk, the Pasuk we're studying tonight, Somech Hashem Lechol Hanoflim, the letter Nun is included. But how is it included? In a hidden way. It's embedded. It's subtle. It's not explicit and overt, and yet we do include it and we do reference it in the context of Somech Hashem Lechol Noflim, that Hashem does lift all those who are falling. So the Maharsha says, why is it that way? Because true that we've fallen, and true that we failed, true we've made mistakes and we've been punished, we've been exiled, we continue to suffer from some mistakes. But nevertheless, despite however far we've fallen and however badly we failed, we nevertheless persevere, we endure, we are still here. So the Nun is here, but it's in a subtle, nuanced, quiet kind of way. Says the Maharsha to tell us that yes, we have fallen, but we've fallen in a way that we can get back up. And the way we get back up is the Ribono Shel Olam. Somech Hashem Lechol Naflim. He lifts us, he supports us, he empowers us, he enables us. The Ibn Ezra has a different insight. The Ibn Ezra in the Pasuk says that Somech Hashem to whom? Lechol Hanoflim. Hashem lifts all. That word kol has appeared several times throughout Ashrei. But why does it say Lechol Hanoflim? So the Ibn Ezra says, you know, a human king, a human leader, they're helpful. They'll support other people, but only those who it benefits them. Many human leaders are transactional. If my scratching your back will enable you to scratch mine, if I lift you up somehow will benefit me, then I'll be there to help you. But Hashem, the Melech Malchei HaMelachim, he's not selective. He doesn't do anything because there's a kickback, it's not transactional, there's no return. He's somech to whom? Lechol hanoflim. To all those who are fallen, to all those who are bent over, to all those who need support, he is somech lechol. To everyone, it doesn't matter whether you're famous or unknown, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, whether you're good looking or you're not good looking. He's somech lechol hanoflim. Rav Hirsch has yet another insight. Says Rav Hirsch, Zatzal, the David HaMelech is telling us a very important lesson here. Too many of us go through life and, you know, when we do well, we take credit. We invested in a good stock. We made a good investment. We work hard and we get the return. We get the reward of our hard work. When we're successful, when things are good, it was all us. And when things go wrong, Hashem, where were you? Why am I facing that illness? Why did the investment turn out poor? Why did something not go right? Why did it not go my way? We tend to take credit for the success. It's when we fall or fail that we turn and point to Him. Says Rav Hirsch, it's exactly the opposite. Our success is because of Him. We're the junior partner, He's the senior partner. And it's only with His will that we are successful. And when we fall and when we fail, it's usually because of us. We had poor judgment. We made a poor decision. We didn't show up with the work ethic or with what we needed to do. And that's what Ashrei is telling us. Says Rav Hirsch, Somech Hashem Lechol HaNoflim. The Noflim is us. That's of our own volition. We are responsible and we are accountable for having fallen. He is the Somech. He's the one who lifts us. Ashrei, the absence of the Nun and the presence of the Samach frames things in a way to realize that when we fall, it was because of us. And when we rise, when we succeed, it is because of Him. Chidush HaRim, the Ger Rebbe, has yet another insight, a fourth insight. He says, why do we have a redundancy or seeming redundancy in the Pasuk? Somech Hashem Lechol HaNoflim. God lifts and He supports those who have fallen. And then He's Zokef Lechol HaKvufim. He lets those who are bent over stand upright. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference between Noflim and Kvufim? Between being Somech and Zokeif. And the Ger Rebbe says, this is Hashem's incredible kindness. Noflim means a person's fallen. You're lying on the floor, on the side of the road, deep in the pit. Somech Hashem l'chol Noflim, He gets us up and out. But you know, even when He lifts us up so we're not in the worst case, often we're still, nevertheless, Kvufim, we're bent over, we're crippled, we're disabled. He's Zokeif l'chol Kvufim. It's in two stages, it's two levels. Zokeif is an even higher level. Not only for those who are Noflim to be Samech, but those who are Kfufim to be Zokeif. The Malbim, the Etz Yosef, point out, he does it slowly and in two stages. Because if we go from rags to riches too quickly, it would invite the Ayin Hara. Hashem's capable of turning things around for us overnight. But if it's too speedy, too extraordinary, then people would look and they would stare, they would point, it would invoke the Ayin Hara. The Sforno says, this is a historical comment, the Pasuk. Noflim are people in Gullus. Hashem is Somech L'chol Noflim means even when we're in exile, He will create a kibbutz Gullus, He will bring us all together to the Holy Land. Kfufim is Melchemes Gog U'Magog. In the eschatological era, at the end of days, in the Messianic era, there'll be an enormous world war, and Hashem will be Zokeif L'chol Kfufim. He will intercede, He will intervene. He is the one who will be responsible for redemption. I'll leave you with one last thought. Samech Hashem l'chol ha'naflim is akif l'chol ha'kfufim. Maharal talks about the difference between a human being and an animal. It's found in the etymology of their very names. An animal is called a behema. Behema means ba-ma. What you see is what you get. There's no conversation with the animal. You know, you're underachieving, you could do so much more, your teacher told me, you're not applying yourself, you're not realizing who you could become. The animal's ba-ma. What you see is what you get. This is the animal. Animal doesn't go to the gym to work out, and the animal's not trying to grow with personal growth, not reading self-help books. Behema is ba-ma. And Adam is min ha-adama. Adama is a place where we grow. Its very nature is rich soil, which is poised for growth. We are growth-oriented. We're designed to grow. And this is evident in our very posture. How does an animal walk? On all fours, facing down. When an animal's posture on all fours and its head is straight with its body, it's facing down. Why? Because it's Gashmi. It lives here on earth. It's a physical being who has no aspiration beyond that. It's facing the physical world because all it hopes to do is derive the greatest physical pleasure. The human being stands upright. Why do we stand upright? Because we're stretching towards the heavens. We have greater aspiration. We're growing beyond just the physical, but we aspire to achieve the spiritual. And that's Hashem helps us in that endeavor. He's Somech Hashem l'chol ha'naflim, Zokeif l'chol ha'kfufim. Instead of being bent over like an animal, instead of being obsessed with the material, He helps us stand upright to aspire for something so much more.